Hello, ladies and gentlemen. An undecided. This is the Eric Toddcast Drive Home Show, backed by popular demand. The demand of two people.
But hey,
that is enough for me. If I know two people are listening, then maybe somewhere down the line, three people are listening. I'm just a guy who wants to entertain. Getting out of work early tonight. They gave me the option and I got the hell out. I used to have a great work ethic. Not at the age of 43. I have absolutely no work ethic at all anymore. All my energy and time once spent on my work ethic is now spent on the art of moseying. I mosey through my work so slow that people think I'm an apparition of someone who died in the warehouse years ago. The mosey is not to be confused with dilly-dallying or lollygagging. A mosey, a good mosey, is undetectable by eyes of management. A good mosey is so slow that it appears fast. You're doing so little that it appears like you're doing so much. It's almost like science fiction, really. It defies quantum physics, a good mosey. You hear that noise? That's me grabbing some grapes out of a bag. They gave us free hoagies tonight. They gave us free hoagies and sent us home. That's usually a sign that the place has gone down the tubes. When they give you free food. Because nobody sticks around anymore. None of these labor jobs, you gotta find like a, unless you just fall into the right place. But it looks like the place is going out of tubes. I'm gonna hang in there, come home early every night they offer it. I should take them for every fucking last cent. But I don't wanna be there. I have no work ethic anymore. I'm 43 years old. 43 years old is too young to lose your work ethic, but not in my case, because I started working when I was like 12. See, I always worked, and I always liked to work. And if I find a place where they treat me the way you used to be treated, with some respect, then that work ethic will come back. But for right now, they can, as the heavy metal band Grim Reaper once said, they can suck it and see. I don't know what they're going to see. I got the good time music on in the background this week. The reason I wasn't on the last couple weeks, if I could be honest, is I was just in a funk. Not like a cool funk either. Like George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars, but like a sad, depressing funk like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I like that name, the P-Funk All-Stars. I enjoy saying that better than Parliament. For a while, he went on tour with people from Parliament. They called it the P-Funk All-Stars. Now, why didn't they just call it Parliament? Probably somebody had the rights to the name or something. I don't know. But I like that better, the P-Funk All-Stars. So when I'm feeling good, I'm P-Funk All-Star, baby. But I was in a funk, and there was nothing I wanted to talk about. I heard enough, way too much of the Jussie Smollett story. And I don't like politics. It wasn't really a political story, but it was kind of. What the hell's his name? Taken. guy from the Taken movies. Liam Neeson. That story, nobody cared about. Nobody cared. They wanted you to be outraged, but nobody really was. Because he was just honest about something, and he was honest that it scared him. That his thoughts scared him. So there was really nothing to talk about there. I wasn't going to force myself to talk about something just to put out a product that I don't really have to put out. I do notice since I was my 35th anniversary, but the song that I wrote for Steve Reese of the Passive Aggressive Hour for his 35th anniversary, since that aired last week with a Passive Aggressive Hour, four more people hit up the podcast and listened to it. So because of that, because of a couple people asking me, hey, where is it? I thought, well, I better do something. I guess a little gift kind of dropped into my lap tonight at work. Though I don't know if I should call it a gift because it's a horrible story. But here in Pennsylvania, and it's probably made national news because it's such a crazy story. A mother and daughter, African-American mother and daughter. I'll tell you why I'm telling you their color in a minute, but killed five of their family members. They killed five of their family members, and then they just like went to bed or laying in bed or something. I don't know. And like someone came by, like the youth services or whatever, came by for a check. You know, to see the conditions of the place and all that. And found all the kids dead. And it said they were disoriented, which of course I assume they were disoriented. I assume they were on some kind of drugs, because when does a mother and a daughter decide to kill their whole family? And one of the worst things about this crime is now they're going to have to sit in jail and just hear over and over again from other inmates how they pulled some white people shit. I hate when people say something like that, but I have to admit, when I heard this story, I thought, wow, that's really like, that's some Chris Benoit, the Canadian crippler, white people type of shit. And that's how I know that they were on some kind of drugs. And I've done drugs. Crack isn't going to bring you there. They must have been on crack, unless they deprived themselves of sleep for days on crack or meth, laced with some kind of PCP. I don't know. But it's just crazy. It turns out that the one girl worked with me at the warehouse that I work at. I know what you're thinking. You mean you don't make I don't make a living off of this program? No, I don't. Saying to me that I would be connected somehow, one degree, you know, separation from this. One time I was with a girl, and she went directly home and killed her mother and set her on fire. There's a lot more to that story. I will probably tell that on another episode. But yeah, there's some weird shit has gone down. And I don't know if it's the area I live in, or the kind of jobs I get, or the kind of people I'm around. I feel bad for the children that were killed. I feel bad for these two women, because they're probably going to snap out of some drug haze, realize they killed their whole family. Why do people who can't stand children or can't take care of children keep having children? There's a couple of the ones, the people that were killed were young. And I know that they had, like, the kids were probably annoying the fuck out of them. They were high as a kite. And kids are going to want to do kid things. And you have to be able to do kid things with kids. If you can't do kid things with kids, don't have them. If you're going to be so drunk or high that you hit your kids or worse, murder them, please don't fucking have kids. I was talking to my soon-to-be podcasting partner, hopefully. I can't say who, but it's a female who I think is one of the best podcasters out there. So I'm very excited to hopefully be sitting in a studio of some sort, or a garage that was turned into a studio, doing a real podcast with her soon. I will keep doing this, the drive home show. I'm driving home from work. That's all it is. It's me and you. Some weeks it's zany. Some weeks my mind is, last episode I was talking about what cartoon characters I thought would still be alive if they really went, by the time that we go on. And sometimes it's just something like this. It's just off the top of my head. But I try to not turn the recorder thing on unless I feel like I can fill 15, 20 minutes with something that might entertain you. I fear that, mass murder may not be as entertaining as I think it is. I just think it's just funny that I worked with the girl, the daughter of the mother-daughter team, and did that. Mother-daughter team. So it's like the mother, I guess, liked her teenage, early, and when you look at them, they look like sisters, but you know how black, African Americans, black, like they just like, they like, I don't know, they don't age like white people do. They don't do that kind of shit though either. Kill five people. That's all they're gonna hear every fucking day in jail. Man, that was some white people shit you guys pulled. Oh, fuck yeah, you're right. We got so goddamn high, we did some white people shit. And it couldn't be watching Downton Abbey. No, you had to pull the most craziest white people shit you could. I hate that, by the way. White people shit. Like, I hate when people say that. But my God, like, when I heard that story, there's no way there was going to be two African-American females. There was no fucking way in my mind at all. That sounds like rich kid white people shit. I pray, because I do pray, I don't care what you think about it, for those children. And not much I can be done now. And a lot of you are going to think I'm crazy for this, but I pray for them two women too, because they're going to come out of a haze and they're going to, man, I've done some screwed up shit when I was drinking and doing drugs. I've done some bad, weird stuff, but man, killing five people. I gotta look at the story. God forbid I actually do some serious research before the program. I just kind of read the story real quick. But at least two of them were children. I think they all might have been children. Pulling into the neighborhood here, a couple blocks away from my house. I want to thank everybody who's been listening. It looks like I get about 3 to 5 listeners every week. I take a couple weeks off here and there if I'm in a funk. I'm going to try not to do that. I'm going to try to force myself to bring you something, you know. Like I said, I don't do politics. I can do pop culture, but I don't know what anything is. I have no idea who Cardi B is or what Cardi B is. But, you know, there's a little filler in there before I... Next show is going to be a dynamite, I promise you. Thank you for listening. This is the Eric Todd Drive Home Show. Oh. Oh. Sorry, I wanted to play with the sound effects for a minute. This was a crow. I like this one. Hold on. I think we might have a whole new program starting all around this crow. Oh, next week is going to be fucking huge. I found sound effects. Go fuck yourselves.